On Monday, the Ministry of the Interior released its report on migration for the year 2008, which showed that there are currently 438,000 foreigners residing legally in the Czech Republic. That number is over 10% higher than for the previous year, and nearly twice the figure for 6 years ago. To get an idea of some of the issues that these latest immigration figures raise, I spoke with Eva Dohnalová, head of the non-governmental organization Berkat, which provides social services for immigrants. I began by asking her if there was anything new to be gleaned from the numbers.
We already knew about these figures, but what is not said in this report is the number of migrants who are in the irregular position here. It means migrants who might be in the Czech Republic illegally, actually, but the reasons are not just that they cross the border illegally, and the number might be actually the same as the number of regular migrants here.
What effect does this have on the Czech economy during the economic crisis? Is it being hurt by immigrants sending money home, or is it helped by a stronger labor force?
Well, the Czech Republic is really dealing with a very big problem, which is connected to personal placement services or agencies, which actually provide kind of service for employees. But these agencies are really exploiting the immigrants, and they pay less, etc., etc. So I think that a lot of money is disappearing due to this, to the lack of the control of these personal placement services.
The BBC on Tuesday released its own research, which shows that international migration has declined sharply during the economic crisis of recent years. But this doesn't seem to be the case in the Czech Republic. Why is that?
I would say that BBC focused mostly on the more Western world. So the economic crisis arrived to the Czech Republic a little bit later, but I assume that for this year, 2009, the statistic will be different, that really the number of arrivals has decreased in 2009.
And is immigration not vital to this country, given the fact that the population of ethnic Czechs is declining seemingly irreversibly?
The government has changed the rhetoric of the immigration policy a little bit, so it's a little bit easier to get here, but still I would say that immigration politics is restrictive because the ministries do not really cooperate together to develop the immigration policy. So yeah, you're right, but in fact, in reality, it's not really reflected, this fact.
The Google Books Library is a huge project under which the